This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
This is wild. In the interest of dispelling our strong suspicion that the government just deported a U.S. citizen with no meaningful process, a 2-year-old, it is ordered that the matter be set for a hearing at 9 a.m. All right, a breaking news story just popped in my feed, and I read a little bit of it and decided to hop on camera and break it down with you guys as I react to it. Now, I just got done doing a debate about due process, about Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, about all of the topics that have been popping up regarding immigration. I'm currently in my L.A. hotel, and right when I get back from this debate, I see this article. Judge says 2-year-old U.S. citizen appears to have been deported with no meaningful process. No shot. Sorry, I'm still reacting. The girl was deported Friday with her mother to Honduras despite her father's efforts to keep her in the United States. The child had been with her mother and sister during a regular immigration check-in. She was deported. A federal judge is now raising alarms that the Trump admin deported a 2-year-old U.S. citizen. U.S. citizen to Honduras with no meaningful process. This is what I've been saying. As soon as you create a new class of people that have no due process, then anybody can be endlessly put in that new class. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if your record is squeaky clean. And if you've never heard a fly, if you have no due process, you have no way to defend yourself. This says, Honduras with no meaningful process, even as the child's father was frantically petitioning the courts to keep her in the country. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty, a Trump appointee, said the child, identified in court papers with initials VML, appeared to have been released in Honduras earlier Friday, along with her Honduran-born mother and sister, who had been detained by immigration officials earlier in the week. Can I remind you that during Trump's first term, young children were forced to represent themselves in immigration courts? This is a heartbreaking video, but I'm going to play a minute of it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Immigration Judge William Soffer, sitting in the Immigration Court in Portland, Oregon. These are removal proceedings. Do you understand what these proceedings here in court are all about? Do you know what a lawyer is? No?
He doesn't know what it's about. He doesn't know what a lawyer is. And this is part of the problem with the way the Trump admin is conducting their deportations. Of course, in the first admin too. But a lot of times they do these slippery things. Like when they send somebody a notice in the mail, they write it in English or they change it a little bit so that people that don't speak English don't really understand. And then they miss their court date. There are a bunch of examples like this being filed in court case after court case. And in this case, it's like this kid doesn't know what a lawyer is. This kid doesn't know why he's there in the first place. It is incredibly heartbreaking. So go back to this story really quickly. A judge on Friday scheduled a hearing for May 16th, which he said was, quote, in the interest of dispelling our strong suspicion that the government just deported a U.S. citizen with no meaningful process. I mean, Trump supporters say that they only want to deport the criminals or the worst of the worst. I've heard them say that a million times. I'm sure you guys have as well. But so far, we've seen, I don't know, people with student visas who just protest get deported, like soon-to-be doctors, soon-to-be lawyers, smart people getting deported because their visa is ripped away, 2-year-olds, a Maryland father, just wild. The article continues, the child, whose redacted U.S. birth certificate was filed in court and showed she was born in New Orleans in 2023, had been with her mother and sister during a regular immigration check-in at the New Orleans Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Tuesday. So while they were at the ICE office, officials detained them and queued them up for deportation. She just happened to be there during a check. What the hell? The Trump admin officials said in court that the mother told ICE officials that she wished to take VML, the two-year-old, with her to Honduras. The filing included a handwritten note in Spanish they claimed was written by the mother and confirmed her intent, but the judge said he had hoped to verify that information. The government contends that this is all okay because the mother wishes, but the court doesn't know that, number one, and the father also has been petitioning over and over to keep the daughter here. Let's continue with this video.
Do you have a lawyer? No. The respondent is present in court, but without an attorney. Sophia, good morning. Are you a little nervous this morning?
Sí.
See? You know what a lawyer is?
No.
No? Do you have a lawyer?
This is from Trump's first administration, let me remind you, but I'm sure the same thing is going on now. This says, the court battle ignited Thursday when lawyers for the family filed an emergency petition from Western District of Louisiana seeking VML's immediate release from ICE custody and a declaration that the girl's detention had been unlawful. They detained the two-year-old with the family and deported her. The petition was filed under the name of Trish Mack, who the lawyers indicated had been asked by VML's father to act as the child's custodian and take her home from ICE custody. Lawyers for The Guardian told the court that VML's father had been attempting to contact the girl's mother to discuss plans for their child, but ICE officials denied him the chance to have a substantive phone call. That is denying due process. That is denying the first step that many steps following. He says ICE allowed the two to speak for about 1 minute on Tuesday while the mother was in ICE custody, but that they were unable to make any meaningful decisions about their child. As a U.S. citizen, VML is likely to have the ability to return to the United States, setting her case apart from others that have drawn national attention, such as the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Salvadoran native was deported to a prison in his home country in violation of a 2019 immigration order. I just did a whole debate about this. Be on the lookout. It'll be on a channel soon. I'll let you guys know. It'll be great. Doty said he attempted to investigate the emergency matter himself on Friday, seeking to get VML's mother on the phone to determine whether ICE's representation about her desire to bring VML to Honduras was accurate. The judge said he was, quote, independently aware that the plane he believed was carrying the family was already above the Gulf of America. Why does it have to say Gulf of America? God. I mean, why don't we just go to the source and read this quick two-page memorandum order? Before the court is a petition for a writ of habeas corpus and an emergency motion for temporary restraining order filed on behalf of VML. VML is ostensibly a two-year-old United States citizen. When they're asking for a petition for writ of habeas corpus, it's the ability for this two-year-old to have due process to be seen by a court. On April 24th, 2025, the court received a petition contending that VML was being deported alongside her illegal immigrant mother to Honduras. Of course, quote, it is illegal and unconstitutional to deport, detain for deportation, or recommend deportation of a U.S. citizen, and they cite a few cases there. The government contends that this is all okay because the mother wishes that the child should be deported with her, but the court doesn't know that. Seeking the path of least resistance, the court called counsel for the government at 12:19 p.m. CST so that we could speak with VML's mother and survey her consent and custodial rights. The court was independently aware that the plane, tail number N570TA, was above the Gulf of America. The court was then called back by counsel for the government at 106. Informing the court that a call with VML's mother would not be possible because they had just been released in Honduras. In the interest of dispelling our strong suspicion that the government just deported a U.S. citizen, this is wild. In the interest of dispelling our strong suspicion that the government just deported a U.S. citizen with no meaningful process, a two-year-old, it is ordered that the matter be set for a hearing at 9 a.m. And the judge signs off. Let me know what you guys think about this in the comment section below. I mean, I can guess what you guys think. It's fucking horrific. It's terrible. But let me know how this connects into the broader case of due process, and I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Drop a like, subscribe. See you guys in the next one, and peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.